Good evening. Last week we spoke about how to go about transforming our body, speech, and mind into the essence, or transforming the essence of our body, speech, and mind into that of a Buddha's body, speech, and mind. And the way to do so is through practicing the completion, the generation stage, and the completion stage. We're all born into this life, and the point will come when we die, when we part from this life. When we die, we immediately will go into the intermediate state. So these three states are what one needs to, through practice, through practicing the generation and completion stages, transform into the three bodies of the Buddha. So one transforms death, intermediate state, and rebirth into the three bodies of the Buddha, of a Buddha, through the practice of the generation and completion stages.
Good evening. Dene gom tsewe che la, ane, nahan chike, di, ta chugwe longgo dene paha che nene, jere chugwe napa, chugwe kongwa kyuswa sebe mbaba gom. Dene ge, ondu che nene, chike, che, chike tsewe, ya, lala che go puya ta, dene ge sunam saya la soba, ondu che nene gom ya dile, di, giwe rinpa se, girim gom se ya, di, dene shi go, sungo, ta, dordi ro che shebe dile. じゃあ、看板車上金國竹餐呢,幾個車上竹車比幾個有餘的了,說說嚷嚷他龍龍就是不顧我舉送三筆給三打公面的。那地界呢,安呢,竹君,竹君我舉送三筆給。沒打嘛,竹君我舉送三筆給。竹君我就是他現在幾個的,竹君不顧,他的他現在幾個的。哦,這竹君我舉送三筆給竹君我去舉送三筆給的,三公面的。
Tonight, we'll in a moment come to the next verse, the 111th, which presents briefly the completion stage. The completion stage follows the generation stage, which is what we looked at last week in the 110th verse. So there's specific trainings that one engages in accordance with varying tantras. So if we take as a general illustration, the generation stage training in Guhya Samaja, there one first takes blessings from one's lama, meditates on emptiness, and from within the realization of emptiness, one meditates the mandala, generating at the level of imagination the mandala of the deity. And then having generated the mandala, maybe here the English, of the celestial mansion of the deity, one then, on the level of imagination, arises in this sambhogakaya within the mandala, and thereafter, still remaining on the level of imagination, arises as the namanakaya. And then engaging in varying activities to accumulate merit, such as making offerings. These are included within the generation stage.
And that it kirim ki dodu ro chi tene she ko dodu chi madu yo madu di le yang chi ki ti tene ma rimbar ro chi ma bu yo ta di ti chi ti de rimbar te sam da rimbar ma bu yung ko re ta ti she na to tu se rung bu re ne ko ya ka bu re ta chi de dodu ro chi kirim bi sam da to mu dodu ro chi tene she
So these stages I'm just mentioning in brief because there are actually many more than these, but here this we're just looking at this as an overview. So in terms of the Guhya Samaja, there's first the blessings from one's lama, reflecting on emptiness, then meditating the mandala, the celestial mansion, and within that one arises as the deity and then engages in various meritorious actions such as making offerings. And this is all done on the level of imagination.
Nan Zuhrim Gomna Dadi Gom Yamnan Chidang Gwardin Ma Tisungore, Tatsi Dire, Ningi Dabye Dudu Udato, Gonjue Shepsen Goba Lejunwa, Vese Gulu Sundu Jubilam, Sedungundu Jubra Jingi Lob Sedim.
I come to the 111th verse. So I'll read the older translation which everyone has, and those who have the blue book, the newer translation is slightly better, but I'll read the older translation because that's what I have before me. Please bless me to realize in this life the path uniting the clear light and illusory body, arising from placing your feet, my protector, in the central channel at the very center of my eight-petaled heart.
Zorim nyamnen siwule. Ta zorim nyamnen si de chidan sungtan de la rinpa chuk sunya da, nga sunya da, ane shi sunya da, dine shi yungo re, kor chik, sungtan mi rabisa. Ta di rinpa chuk ruwe shewe, sungtan shuwe nang to ikta, dangbo zorim nyamnen jeba da, dangbo dile, nga zi luyen se chi nyamnen jeba, dine luyen, ngawen, ane luyen, ngawen, semen, ngulu, wese, mishin patruk saya di disen. Dicen zore nyamne chela ndi duk di rimba nyam chede. Da nga sung bai na da, shi sung bai na da, duk nyamne chida rimba di duk di re da.
In the verse we looked at last week, it referred to as the first stage, and that first stage yoga, and that refers to the generation stage. Here now, in this verse, we have a brief overview of the second stage, which is that of the completion stage. And the completion stage can be presented in four levels, five levels, or six levels. It's the same stages, but the presentation can be, the enumeration can be condensed. So if I present the six stages, they will be first that of physical isolation, secondly speech isolation or verbal isolation, thirdly mental isolation, fourthly the illusory body, fifth the clear light, mind of clear light, and sixth that of union. So again, physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, the illusory body, clear light, and union.
Ah, that dine that the Luen da Gavin say dine Gulu said it clear do. Then Gulu said you, then I took a Luen Gavin and Kapsum and took a Kuman and took a man. That Gulu said Leo de Kapla, Kushi, then I took a common chapne, say you give me Kumish, winner as you can do that, that's on the Suburo Shore water. Then I took a common chapche, the Nigo Comba Latine, Gulu said Tobio.
I was able to get a lot of people.
The first three were physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation. These aren't bodies. The fourth one, the illusory body, this is a body. So it's an actual body. It's something that is different from this coarse body that we have right now. In the sutra presentation, it's what would be referred to as a mental body. And a mental body, which is attained by an Arya Bodhisattva, has no physical limitations, but goes wherever the mind goes. So it's not limited in the way that our current body is. The illusory body, this is something it's made up of wind energy, and therefore it's not something that can be perceived. This can't be seen. When you say that the illusory body cannot be seen, that refers to people like ours. Those with extensive merit and good qualities, they can perceive the illusory body.
Tenis 안디지레 세멘세데 곰 다 세멘기 곰비기 제라 다디 토고레 귤리세 토고레 제레
The sequence of training that leads to the attainment of the illusory body, one first engages in the meditation of physical isolation, thereafter verbal isolation, thereafter mental isolation, and dependent on that final successful training of mental isolation, one attains the illusory body.
Looking
at the first two lines in the Tibetan, which for us in the translation is the final two lines. Arising from placing your feet, my protector, in the central channel at the very center of my eight-petaled heart. So here, this reference is made to channels. So in our body, we have many channels, but it's referring here to the primary three, and of those three, the central channel. And not only do we have many channels in our body, but there are also several channel wheels, or chakras, channel wheels in English? In English? Yeah, channel wheels or chakras in Sanskrit, and of which there are five on the crown, at our throat, at our heart, at our navel, and at the secret place, the sexual organ. So here we're referring to the central channel, or which is one of the primary three channels, with one on either side.
Ningi get that, Ningi, Kolo, the Zagazi, Yorson, Zagi, Yorson, Pan, 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 Same
In the first line, perhaps the final line, refers to eight petals. This is referring to the shape of the channel wheel at our heart, that it has these eight, they poetically refer to as petals, but these eight branches, perhaps one can say. And at their heart, at the very middle of this chakra, abides our subtlest mind. The subtlest mind during our life, it doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't, perhaps you can say, manifest. It doesn't do anything.
So, 제가다 되는 말 룽 뒤고 거래
So the reason why for ordinary beings like ourselves, the subtlest mind doesn't, subtlest of minds doesn't do anything, doesn't perform any, doesn't do anything, is because the winds do not travel up the, up and down the central channel. And this is because the central channel is restricted by knots. And to loosen those knots or untie those knots, and thereby to enable wind energy to travel through the central channel, one engages in the prior practices of physical isolation, verbal isolation, and thereafter mental isolation. They serve the function of loosening the knots. They serve the function of causing the wind energy to enter the central channel, as well as to loosen the knots or untie the knots.
This is the name of Lung Jue, that I have to Lung Jue, that I have to do, 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 Lung Jue, that I have to do, Lung Jue, that I have to do, Lung Jue, that I have to do, that I have to do, that I have to do, Roma, that I have to do, Lung Jue, that I have to do, Lung Jue, That in our answer couple. That woman the lung droidi Tavsini Rignium Regier. That woman the lung droidi Anna Gomjapje, Gomje, Luma, Uma the Mazza, Lung drag, Pa Gomje, and those Gomgomotion, and a concept of Luma due to Gore, Lung due to Gore, Gomia, those Gomne Lung via Chicken Gorege. Diana Gomago with Magombena, and the Shiwi couple, Shidu couple, called Legi Rang. 레기 원기 코파 안지 지금 우마들로 롱조아 지금 거래 해지래. 근데 롱조아들이 니마도 요 말잖아. 아주 레기 원기 안에 곧 마시조도 갑라 안 롱조아 지금 거래. 니메나 검 잡제 안에 롱고 검 잡제 롱마 주야게 탑시 땅 검제 롱주는 마도 되네 롱주 투야 매래 해지래.
So for us ordinary beings, the wind energies do not travel in the central channel because of the restrictions from the knots. Our wind energies, though, amongst these three primary channels, travel through those on either side of the central channel, that on the left and right. There are two ways that wind energy does enter into the central channel. The one is through meditation, through the three types of isolation, and the second is due to karma at the time of death. So only due to these two reasons does wind energy enter into the central channel, through meditation or through karma, at the karma propelling it at the time of death.
Ninge tabje to the Uda dose, Ninge tabje to the Ulas and Zau Kima, the Uma de Sigurti to this din and Malum to Yalia, and Gomorese, Tan Uda. The no conje Shafson Koba, Lejun was a data, Delia and Delia Comnano, it's that conje Shafson Koba, Lejun was a there, that Sundarashi to Sine, Sasso Samtan Hangtone, Kashingure. だでにがんとこんじゅうしゃせんこばしこんぼきしりやなランギランランギだっぺながちぎにゃんねんちりゅうかぶらでにぎかりとねにゃんねんちぎなはからこんにゃんねんしなでにぎはでまランギにぎえだうぎゆくせんせんちゃしょてだランギラマごえめとちねんごめやちえんごれにげたぎとうだとせやでこんじゅうしゃせんこばれじゅうわせでてねこんじゅうにぎ
你必须被开始沉默的，用什么沉默的？他让你攻击也好，那么当我也没被他们，我也没都是那种的攻击的嘞。关键是先搞把那些话，先搞把的，这些话的这些就足够了。 going to then just explain the wording, but it comes out as we have translated the first line, in the central channel at the very center of my eight-petaled heart. Then to the second line, which for us is the third, arising from placing your feet, my protector. That's okay. So there are different ways that one can understand the second line, arising from placing your feet, my protector. One way to understand it is to see one's lama, a yidam, and one's subtlest of minds as being indivisible and at the very center of our heart chakra. And the second way to understand this line is that, so not the way that has been presented before, which was very close to the words, but actually what is abiding at the very center of one's the very center of one's of the chakra at one's of one's central channel, at the heart of one's central channel, is one's innate mind, which is ultimately free of all stains, free of all faults, just like the essence of the mind of a Buddha. That is what is abiding at the center of the heart chakra. So that then is a second way to understand this second line, arising from placing your feet, my protector. So that line has the alternative meaning as referring to our subtlest mind, which is ultimately free of all fault, and is thereby the same as the essence of the mind of a Buddha. And that is what's abiding at the center of our heart chakra. And
나외고 대대래밍 아니 그 돈이 돈이 수 있다고 그래. 지금 대리야 외세세 대리야 아니 가서 외세세 대리야 비 외세다 돈이 외세 이인하네다 비 외세세 차고 돈이 돈이 수 있다고 그게 샘 육샘 참아 대리 민가라고 쓴 비 외세라고 그래 외세세.
So earlier I mentioned the six stages of the completion stage. So one starts with physical isolation, verbal isolation, and thereafter mental isolation. So these are trained in sequentially, and they cause the winds to enter and travel and abide within the central channel through loosening of the knots. And when one comes to realize mental isolation, which is the third of the six stages, then one can now finally, through the power of one's meditation, make use of or utilize or utilize this subtlest of minds. So here, this is through having been successful in training in mental isolation. Now one is able to activate or make use of this subtlest mind that abides within the very center of our heart chakra. And one will utilize this mind as the wisdom that realizes emptiness. So with the most subtle of minds, one realizes emptiness. And when one realizes emptiness with this mind, initially, it is by means of a meaning generality. And when one realizes emptiness, by means of a meaning generality, having fulfilled the third of the six stages, that of mental isolation, one utilizes this mind to realize emptiness. The subtlest mind now that is realizing emptiness is a mind of clear light. So this we also see in the text. We have the term there, clear light. The clear light, that is the mind of clear light, there are different types. The example clear light and the meaning clear light. Here, it's referring to the first of those two, the example clear light. And the example clear light is this subtlest of minds realizing emptiness, but by means of a meaning generality, so not directly. So therefore, one has now given rise, following mental isolation, the example clear light, and that is realizing emptiness by means of a meaning generality. So as translator, I didn't say that so clearly, so I'll just repeat it and hopefully clearer this time. So of these six stages, we're talking about the third one, that of mental isolation. With mental isolation, one is now able to utilize the subtlest of minds, and one utilizes the subtlest of minds to realize emptiness, and it will be so by a meaning generality. And when emptiness is realized by the subtlest of minds, it is the example clear light, and it's, and it can be called the completed or perfected mental isolation, or it can be called the example clear light. And this is a wisdom, inferentially realizing emptiness, and this particular wisdom is not a coarse consciousness, but the subtlest of minds. And amongst the, and what wasn't so clear from how I said it, expressed it earlier, amongst the six stages of completion stage practice, this is still on the third, that of mental isolation.
Chisim Tamola, the Nazo Lam Yamle Maja Baje, Nazuma, she did, she wrote, she did Chisim Tamos said, Deji, as you knew me, Sim said, you seem to want to do real such your war, the name you seem data, don't that you got you seem to it. And as Yamle Maja and the Chidana, Yamle Maja and my she did the Galba, Uchazan Gai and the Garjos and Tamedalia, you seem Tamo to want to do go racer, you seem Tamo, tell me Chisim Tamola, Chisim Tamos and other.
Earlier I mentioned that there are two ways for the winds to enter into the central channel, through meditation or at the time of death. So in the sutra presentation, at the time of death, then this the subtle mind of death appears. So that would be due to just the power of karma that's led now to one's life ending, and this mind appears. But it does nothing. It doesn't perform any function. Here, this is being, in the presentation of Highest Yoga Tantra, this is referring to a skilled meditator, an advanced yogin, who through the power of their meditation has been able to complete the training in mental isolation. And in this way, they access this what is equivalent to the subtle mind of death, the subtlest of minds. And with that mind, and only through this practice of the yogin's meditation, are they able to utilize this subtlest of minds to realize emptiness. And then this then is called the example clear light of the completed or perfected mental isolation. And it's used to realize emptiness inferentially or via a meaning generality. So this happens through meditation.
Or tukungore, ngo gyugo goreje. Di gyume kudile mingala orsan madabi gyume kula goreje.
To talk a little bit further then about the sutra presentation of what happens to ordinary people at the time of death, is that at the time of death, this subtlest mind, it arises, appears, manifests, but it doesn't do anything. Unlike the tantric yogin, who utilizes it in meditation by intentionally generating it in meditation or accessing it in meditation and utilizing it to realize emptiness with the subtlest of minds. But at the time of death, for an ordinary person, the subtlest of mind then goes on to the bardo. It accomplishes the bardo state, arises as the bardo being, or the being in the intermediate state. So that's what happens for ordinary beings at the time of death. They die and their subtlest of mind accomplishes the intermediate state, arises as the bardo, being in the bardo. For the yogin, who's not at the time of death, they are meditating. So they have caused the winds to enter and abide and the knots to loosen, and now have access, or you are able to utilize this subtlest of minds, and they utilize it to realize emptiness inferentially. And then this is the example clear light. And thereafter, what happens to the example clear light of the completed mental isolation is that the illusory body is accomplished. So not the bardo state, like, or the intermediate state, like an ordinary person when they die, who accomplishes the form or the body of a bardo being. Here, rather, the meditator achieves the illusory body. And just like we heard with the clear light, the mind of clear light, there are different types, that of the example clear light and the meaning clear light, and we've thus far spoken about the example clear light. The illusory body also has two types. And the illusory body that is achieved here is the impure illusory body. The other type is the pure illusory body. The impure illusory body, which is achieved, is the illusory body that has been achieved independent on the training in the mental isolation and the generation of the example clear light. But the afflictions have not been abandoned, because emptiness has only been inferentially realized. So therefore, the illusory body that's attained is the impure illusory body, which is the illusory body of a yogin who has not yet abandoned the afflictions.
Dinigi 当然，这个一些的，他经常就为啥些的了？比如炖鱼是吃不吃火的，热的些的。等你吃不吃火的，把这些结果的。但，那他经常这个为啥些的？第一，他比那个什么，他比鱼头差呢？他嘛，光明的搞不啦，光明搞不啦，他东北人我什么东西都是，就是肉什么差么的，东北人我什么的东西都搞的。
The Jurgen will arise from this meditation and engage in activities to accumulate vast stores of merit, such as making offerings to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, receiving teachings, giving teachings, and so forth. And then again later, they'll re-enter meditative equipoise and will once again realize emptiness with that same subtlest of minds, and will that has already realized emptiness now inferentially, and they will now come to realize emptiness directly. And the prior realization of emptiness, which was inferential, was done with that mind, is what's called the example clear light. Now when they come to realize emptiness directly, the mind is called that of the meaning clear light. And again, this meaning clear light, just like with the example clear light, it is the same subtlest level of mind. The difference is, now the subtlest level of mind, which is called the meaning clear light, is realizes emptiness directly. Whereas prior, when it was the subtlest mind was called the example clear light, emptiness was realized inferentially.
Denegi Tombany or Semin Gas Nuxim Chamo Tiki Tombany wasn't to be Nuxim Chamo Digi Kayodu, Korongu Nuxembi Lung Digita, Yan Yelinjane, Gulish to Gores, Yaja Gulish to Gores. De Denegi Nuxim Chamo Digi, Dizi Tombany wasum toyodu, Yomo Bachata Pansarata. Tombany wasum toyodu, Yomo Bachata Pansarata, Jibu, and Yomo Bachata Pansarata. Pansar, Jajumarita, Jajumar, Jajumar of Chagore.
She's not the new mobile, the new mobile,
Because
The Jurgen is progressing through these six stages of the completion stage, or the six levels of the completion stage. And they've gained an inferential realization of emptiness. And with that, leads to the attainment of the impure illusory body. They meditate later. And they then gain a direct realization of emptiness with the subtlest of minds. And that this then is the meaning clear light. And so the meaning clear light, just like the example clear light, leads to the attainment of an illusory body. With example clear light, it led to the attainment of the impure illusory body. because the afflictions had not been abandoned. But now, with the meaning clear light, which is the wisdom, the subtlest mind, the wisdom which is the subtlest of minds, realizing emptiness directly, the afflictions together with their seeds are abandoned. And now the yogin attains the pure illusory body. And they are also an arhat, or a foe destroyer, because the afflictions together with their seeds have been abandoned. So, if we keep bear in mind those six levels of the of completion stage, here we're looking at those of illusory body and clear light. Prior, through generating the example clear light, one attains the impure illusory body. Now, through the meaning clear light, one attains the pure illusory body. And this is where one is also attains the state of an arhat, or a foe destroyer, or the same level as. To match that then with the sixfold presentation, physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation. So within mental isolation, quite a lot is included there. So one activates the, or gains access to, utilize, is able to utilize the subtlest of minds. One, and then realizes emptiness inferentially with the completed or perfected mental isolation. And this mind is all, can also be called the example clear light. And this gives rise to the impure illusory body. All of that is within the third of the six levels. So within the mental isolation is also the example clear light, the mind of example clear light, and the impure illusory body. Thereafter, when emptiness is realized directly, then one realizes it with the subtlest of minds, and it is called the meaning clear light. This then is the fourth level of clear light. So when of the six levels, so earlier I said the clear light was fifth, it should rather be counted as fourth. So the clear light is the fourth, and it refers specifically to the meaning clear light, the subtlest of mind, that wisdom which directly realizes emptiness, and it leads to then the fifth of the six levels, that of the illusory body. And here, with the fifth level, it refers specifically to the pure illusory body, which is what comes from the meaning clear light. So it's when emptiness has been directly realized and the afflictions together with the seeds have been eradicated. So this is where we are in the progress of the six stages. All that remains is the sixth, that of union. When the yogin once again enters meditative equipoise, they will then attain the sixth level, that of union. So in both translations, the old or the new, so whether you got the blue book or this book, the translator uses the term uniting. So whilst this is correct, it should really rather be clear light, illusory body, and union, because you having explicitly mentioned these the fourth, fifth, and sixth level of clear light, illusory body, or meaning clear light, and the illusory body referring to the pure illusory body, and then the sixth level, that of union. Although the meaning of union is coming to the union of the clear light and illusory body. So what happens in the meditative equipoise that follows the direct realization of emptiness with the subtlest of minds, so therefore the attainment of the meaning clear light and the pure illusory body, is that in the following meditative equipoise, those two, the pure illusory body and the meaning clear light, become indivisible. So the consciousness and the body, the form, become indivisible. And that then is the meaning of union, because union refers to two coming together. And the two that come together are clear light and illusory body. So then, perhaps a clearer way to translate what in English is the second line, it would be the paths of the illusory body, clear light, and union. That would be the clearest way to say it, although what is there isn't mistaken, but the final three stages of the completion stage are individually listed. So the paths of the clear light, illusory body, and union. Then the final line in the Tibetan, which we have as the first, please bless me to realize in this life, or in the newer translation, actualize. So the word is actually for actualize or manifest. So we're asking to be for blessings that we may manifest in this life the paths of the illusory body, clear light, and union. This then is a very, very brief presentation of the six stages of the completion stage. And when in the life that the yogin attains mental isolation, the third of the six, in that life, they will attain Buddhahood. They will attain Buddhahood.
Then 쉽게
Tantra is renowned for being incredibly fast. So an actual practitioner of Tantra can attain enlightenment so much more quickly. And this is because not because there is any difference to the emptiness that is realized. What differs between the tantric method and the sutra method is the subtlety, the subtleness of the consciousness that can be utilized to realize emptiness. So as we heard in this brief presentation, through training, through first physical isolation, and verbal isolation, and mental isolation, causing the winds to enter and travel within the central channel, through, and causing the knots to loosen, the yogin is able to actualize in meditation this subtlest of minds. Though this presentation does not exist in sutra. Therefore, in the sutra presentation, the subtlest of minds cannot be actualized, cannot be utilized. And not only through the tantric practice can this mind be actualized, or utilized rather, but it can be then utilized to realize emptiness. So when emptiness is realized by this subtlest of minds, the emptiness that is realized, the object emptiness, does not differ from what the yogins on the sutra paths realize. The object emptiness, this doesn't vary, doesn't differ in terms of subtleness, but it's the realizing consciousness. This differs vastly. And the benefits, the great benefits of realizing emptiness with this incredibly subtle consciousness is that the realization is incredibly powerful. And hence, the tantric path is so much quicker because of the power that comes from realizing emptiness with this most subtle of consciousnesses. Tonight then we've looked very briefly at the completion stage, and last week at very briefly at the generation stage. So this, in the Galuk presentation, is how one comes to attain a Buddhahood in the fastest way possible. The generation stage has varying levels of subtlety, a coarse, a middling, and a subtlest level. The completion stage has these six levels, which can be condensed into five or into four. And to repeat the sixfold presentation, physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, clear light, illusory body, and union.
Chu
to suge gom dene nyamne je dene la me gabriel ya la malya an la me ma an de grup de nangi 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 chene ko tu nyamne je dwa ro da dene gi dwa di de dene sin da san ji tu bi ge da tablam na san a durji ti be lam la dene san ji ko ba tu bi tablam rim ba di re da dol ji nyu nyu ma de mi da sam da ne da tang bo la ma jam ni je chan ju sem na dong ma ni to bi ge da tang bo lo ba cha cha je en di je la da la ma Ninga lama chiste, de lama tizen wang shu, dene damsi tomba tiki pa ya ko sung, an dene dene ngagi lama tila dene ngagi pa, an chiki chung lupa tuesam jene, tama tuesam liya jitang liya, jik su sugi wang po ta pao pi mang yung urwa, kashin da ngagi shung pa shi uji pa, shi uji haya ya, yung lo na lo nisum pa chang jen tu siya jen yung su la, yang dene ge chang tuk mene, yang lama zi wang shun dene ma, Komi rimba telia, anu sosu, la gari kone kumguine, bende desho kumguina, ja, sanwa dupo kumguina, doji chichi kumguina, di gari kone chubuina, lama telita, doji chichi kone chubuina, an doji chichi duchidu, lama telia, an lamiki, galup naache, doji chichi tangpo kirim kum naate yipa kum, dine maa, dine, dine zorim kone luyen, tangpo luyen kum, dine ngawe simi gyuri zumbayashin duchin, lamiki maa, menga shugu 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 shugu, da dici komiya diruwada. Dine gülün dine, gülüyü de topsana, dine yoku sanki de şeyler şey yomar var, yoku sanki kopan topsu kuralesi kurada.
These parts, or the sequence of training to engage in, starts with relying well on one's lama, hearing teachings and reflecting on them, and meditating on them. In particular, establishing the foundation of definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness. Having cultivated these well within, then one, from one's lama, receives an initiation, and with that, one will receive samayas and vows, as we covered last week. And one guards those samayas and vows well. And within this guarding of samayas, this refers to putting into practice the spiritual advice one's lama gives one. So what should be meditated on, how to meditate on it, and so forth. So this is the meaning of guarding one's samaya as well. And in this way, one will progress through one's levels of training. So some will do so by relying on many deities, some will do so by relying on just a few, or even just one, such as Gyasamaja, Yamataka, or Ruka. In this way, one trains in the varying levels of subtlety of the generation stage, and continuing throughout this process, hearing, reflecting, meditating, as well as following the spiritual instructions from one's lama, in other words, guarding one's samayas and vows, one will then come to accomplish the varying stages, levels of the generation stage, and thereafter the completion stage. And this is the method or the technique for attaining enlightenment for all of us.
Jingi ngi da chik dördiro chik da shubare, da jiawa da dine ya chik sosuge dine ya, dine ya da ngana zuge dine ki dördiro chik ngana zuge dine ki goa tsamji da ngana zuge chik baxa xaya da ngana sunum saya chakore, dine ki jidane goya le chik dosu gombu rura da ngana zuge ngana ki nyamne ngi tohne, chik rinpa dine dine yuara saya dine ngana hao goba tsamji da bai yaku rwa da jina Ini sesuai nyamlen jitu naya, matu bini dini suruh cikona. Ngaku dini nyamlen jadi yore sedi, kena suruh hamon dini riba dini sedi. Tangan juga itu baca saya itu dalam ya, tangan juga ini juzi siapa ni? Tangan tu dehshan bam jahshan juga.
These couple of weeks we've just had very brief presentation of the trainings of secret mantra. And whilst these are very brief, and of course teachings can be given that are far, far more extensive, to even hear the little that has been heard last week and this week is incredibly rare. And therefore these imprints that you have attained are of great preciousness. And so whether one is able to actually engage in generational completion stage trainings right now, whether one can or not right now, to have gained these imprints, this is very, very precious. So then thank you, and we'll conclude there for this week. Thank you so much. Temple?
Just one quick question. I think that last stage, number six, the union, the invisible union, that's a vision and a non-learner's union.
Yeah, is it that stage of union, does it refer to non-learner's union? It refers to that of the training union, not the non-training union. Non-training union refers to Buddhahood, so this refers to the union prior to that, the training union. Yeah. So both the training and non-training union is included within the sixth level, that of union, but the presentation I gave tonight, which was just that of the training union. Okay, and just to say as an aside, the word for training or learning, the abbreviation for both is the same, hence there are these different translations. Path of no more training, path of no more learning.
Okay.
Thank you.